the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This, of course, is a Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And happy hashtag Tequila Thursday to you and yours. And they are raising a glass right now in Tampa Bay because Bruce Arians has bolstered his backfield, Lundy. Leonard Fournette, that domino finally fell. No, he didn't go to my beloved Chicago Bears. Thank you for all the shares of Dave Montgomery I have in fantasy football. No, he did not go to the New England Patriots, where I thought that was going to be the foregone conclusion. He winds up sticking in the Sunshine State, going about an hour and a half southwest of Jacksonville to Tampa, and really now raising all tides, all boats, with this incredible offensive setup, parachuting into a paradise, really, for fantasy purposes. And you look at the sports betting angle on this, the line, the total on team wins for Tampa Bay hasn't moved. It's still at 9.5, but the juice, Lundy, minus 121 on the over. With Fournette now wearing the creamsicles, does that change your perception on Tampa maybe taking this division or, you know, exceeding the 9.5 wins?
I think that 9.5 wins gets really interesting, Brad. But the problem is, here's the visual I've got for those of you that are a child of the 80s like I am. It's like Tampa is in Galaga. Remember the beam that would come down and suck the ship? That is what Tampa is right now. Like, every free agent, every opportunity, there's the tractor beam, and it's coming down and it's sucking everybody up. And what it reminds me of, Brad, from an NFL standpoint, is when Peyton Manning signed with the Broncos, and all of a sudden these free agents wanted to come to Denver because Peyton was there. Remember Emmanuel Sanders that was debating between the Chiefs and everything, and all of a sudden at the 11th hour, he chose Denver? I feel like anytime there is a free agent like that, whether it's somebody that gets all the way through waivers, whatever it is, Tampa is going to be at the top of their list, and that's all because of Tom Brady.
Yeah, you're exactly right. All the rich get richer there by the bay in western Florida. And by the way, Tampa, according to projected DraftKings win totals, the sixth easiest schedule in the NFL this season. And look, if you want to wager on the Bucs, all things NFL, NHL, NBA, MLB, whatever is your pleasure, you should do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And to celebrate the return of football next week, DraftKings is giving all users a no-brainer to start the season. Listen up, because you don't want to miss out on this offer. Have you ever heard of a football team losing by 100 points? Yeah, well, for week one, DraftKings is ensuring that if Kansas City were to lose in historic fashion, you would still cash your bet. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points for all users. So even if KC loses by 100, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook, and it's an absolute no-brainer. On top of all that, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code FTN to take advantage of this no-brainer offer. That's right, promo code FTN to get in on all the action for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to today's Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's start off in the NFL. Maybe it is the Tom Brady Invitational right now. Who the heck knows the way that Tampa Bay is rolling. We're going to go from one end of the spectrum where there's going to be a lot of points scored there in Tampa to the other end of the spectrum in a week one matchup only a fantasy owner or sports bettor could love. And it's Jets-Bills. Here is the total. Yes.
Yeah.
39.5. Yeah, everybody wants to purge when you hear that. 39.5 is the total, and I am taking the under at -110. Now, the Jets defense last season gave up 22.4 points per game. But remember, they do not have their best safety anymore, and arguably the best safety in the NFL, who is now with the Seattle Seahawks. On top of that, you know, they were, though, stout in the trenches last season, giving them just 86.9 rush yards per game. Buffalo, featuring Tre'Davious White and that stingy secondary, gave up just 16.2 points per game last season, 195.2 points or pass yards per game, and 103.1 rush yards per game. Now, the New York Jets offense will be better, but under Adam Gase, they relish a snail's pace, according to the FTN pace and situation tool. Buffalo, all about that ball control, all about that ground and pound, heavy 1-2 dose of Devin Singletary and Zach Moss to go along with Josh Allen, who wants to run less this season, yet still is an opportunistic scamperer. I'm not even sure that's a real word, but I just made it up, and it applies. What also applies here, the under all day long, and that's where I'm going. Fade or follow, 39.5 points, Jets, Bills.
Follow, Brad. This is the theme of this week. Give me all the unders, all of them, every single one of them in week one. Brad, I might even just decide to parlay them all together. I am convinced that week one is going to be funky. I want you to feed the unders to me like I am a starving toddler right now, okay? There is going to be a lot of games that are really ugly in week one, and to me, that screams under. You talked about Buffalo with the ball control. The Jets can say that maybe they're improved on offense. They are, really? Because I don't believe it. So, yes, this is an easy under, even though it is sitting there at 39.5 to begin with. I still think it winds up going lower.
Under, under, under.
Number four.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball and work in a total. And we got Arizona and the LA Dodgers. Now, up until last night, I have been white hot in nailing the over and the unders in some of these games. Unfortunately, the Cubs went nuts late in that contest, exposing a soft bullpen of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and it just pushed over by a half of a run. That hook came into play. Yar. I don't think the hook's going to matter in this one. Arizona and the LA Dodgers, and I am taking the under at -110. We got a matchup here between Luke Weaver of Arizona and Clayton Kershaw of LA. Weaver this season has been pounded, 27 and a third innings pitch. He's given up an 8.23 ERA. He's got 11 plus K per nine. And that BABIP of 395 shows that he has been the bearer of bad luck. Meanwhile, you look at Clayton Kershaw on 30 innings pitched this season at 9.90 K per nine, a microscopic 1.20 walks per nine, a 1.80 ERA, enticing a ton of weak contact with a 56 flat ground ball percentage. Dodgers bullpen exceptional, number two in Major League Baseball and ERA, the Diamondbacks in the bottom third in that category. The Dodgers, they could really break out the wood and the lumber. Number five in total OPS. Arizona, number 28 in total OPS. But again, it got the heavy air there in LA, Chavez Ravine. I don't see this getting to nine total runs. No way, no how, no chance, or maybe a minuscule one. So give me the under. Dodgers, Arizona, 8.5. Lundy, fade or follow.
So you're telling me there's a chance. No, I'm going to follow you on this one with the under. Kershaw, the last time out against Arizona, that was back in early August, about 30 days ago. The final of that one was 3-0. So I think Kershaw can keep these guys under control. I do think the Dodgers are going to score, but I just don't see that total getting to the point of nine. So I'll follow. We'll stay on the under.
Break out the K's, Kershaw.
Number three.
All right, let's go to our monkeyknifefight.com. Prop of the day, presented, of course, by monkeyknifefight.com, the sickest DFS site in the known universe. Why? Because there are no sharks in the water. Why? Because there are no hard-to-digest, understand salary caps. You just go in, use that promo code FTN when you sign up, get a free $5 entry on the house, and then it's just more or less. That's it. Over, under on basic props. Pretty simple, pretty quantifiable. Go to monkeyknifefight.com and, again, use that promo code FTN to get that free $5 freebie on the house. And let's go inside the bubble. We've got Raptors. We've got Celtics. The Raptors are down 2-0. And I'm going to focus on a Celtic here. Jason Tatum, 26.5 points. And I'm taking the under here, Lundy. Game total is only 215. It's a must-win for Toronto. Now, Tatum has gone over in 4 of his last 6, but under in 2 of 3 versus Toronto at this 26.5 point line. The Raptors stingy on defense, stifling at times, giving up 1.039 points per possession in their last 3. I think Toronto wins this game outright. They are not going to go down 3-0. And I think Tatum will fall short of 25 points in this one and comfortably tuck in on the under. Fade or follow on Tatum under 26.5 points.
Yeah, we talk about our monkeyknifefight.com more or less. This is a less. That number is too high for me. Feels to me like he's going to check in at 22-24. As you mentioned, Toronto, they're down 0-2. But they play good defense, and I think right now is the time for them to wake up. It should be more stronger defense from them. I think they can direct that at Tatum, and I think that he's going to hit 20, but I think 27 is too much. We'll stay on the under.
Rawr! Digging those claws, Raptors.
Number 2.
All right, let's stay in the NBA, and let's talk game 1 between the Clippers and Denver Nuggets, and the total is at 223. And again, the theme of the show, under, and more unders, and that's where I'm going here at minus 108. The Clippers are well-rested and replenished, and they have been waiting on the sidelines to see who they were going to play, whether it was going to be Denver or Utah, and in a game in which skyscrapers were built with the number of bricks laid in the second half, the Nuggets ended up prevailing, but I'd like Kawhi and company to really, you know, had a stranglehold on this Denver team. 83% of the public spread tickets on the over, Lundy, yet the line has dropped from 226 to 223. Do you think there's some sharp action in there? You're darn right there is. The Clippers inside the bubble, giving up just 1.055 points per possession. Denver, very good defensively in the last game at 1.037 points per possession allowed. In their last 3 contests, if they can guard, they will hang and suppress the total. And I think having Gary Harris and his stout defense back is ultimately key. Fade or follow under 223 in the opener between the Clippers and the Nugs.
I'll follow you on this one. As you mentioned, a dismal second half in particular against the Jazz. The Nuggets only scored 30 points, and they still managed to win. But I think the defensive pressure of the Clippers is not going to do Denver any favors. But I also think that having Gary Harris and his perimeter defense out there is going to give the Nuggets some life in terms of keeping this total down. I do think that the Clippers wind up winning, and I'm not so sure that the Clippers don't even perhaps, Brad, cover the eight and a half points.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think the Clippers are going to come out. Remember when Jamal Murray was being interviewed by Scott Van Pelt after game 7, and Van Pelt said, okay, so game 1's coming up on Thursday. Jamal said, we play on Thursday? So, you know, they recognize that they have to turn and burn and get right back into the second round. And I just think that these guys expended a lot of energy to get past the Jazz. I think they're going to play tough. I think it's going to be a solid performance from Denver, but not one that exceeds the total. So there's a reason it's dropped down. I think they go, I think they stay under that 223. So I'll follow.
Work in a nap, Jamal. You're going to need it.
Number 1.
All right, let's finish things off with an NFL future here. And should you get down with A.J. Brown of the Tennessee Titans, his receiving yards prop available on DraftKings Sportsbook at 1,025.5. And again, what is the theme of the show? Unders for everyone. I'm like Oprah. Minus 110, and that's what direction I'm going to lean. Now, A.J. Brown went over this number last season, 52 receptions, 1,051 yards, and 8 touchdowns on just 84 targets. He is not the centerpiece. He is not the heart and soul of this Titans offensive scheme. It is one, the football Frankenstein, Derrick Henry, who is. And in order for A.J. Brown to achieve the over, he's going to have to, again, be peak efficient like he was last season. Again, a player that averaged 20.2 yards per catch. He was number 1 in yak per reception among all wide receivers. I think a lot of that is unsustainable. I'm not buying it at all. I think he's under 1,000 yards and takes a step back and really regresses from what was a remarkable rookie season. Fade or follow the under 1,025.5 A.J. Brown yards.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brad, when it comes to a bear or bull market, if New York and the stock exchange were paying attention to this podcast today, the markets would be crashing with the way you are on your unders. But I can't help it. I got to follow on this one. Same idea. 84 targets last year. In order for him to get up above that number, that target number is going to have to get to 110, 115, because I don't think you're going to see that peak efficiency number we were talking about in terms of him just racking up yards, on a handful of catches. And so he's going to need more targets. And that's just not how this offense is built. It's not the way that they expect to play offense with Tennessee. And so to me, I don't see that many targets. I don't see him jumping, say, 25, 30, 35 targets as we get into 2020 season. And so in order to get to that number, he needs targets. They're not going to be there. I'm going to follow.
And that is a wrap on today's Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 5% off your subscription today. Mas tequila! And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.